traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. It's a great day here in South Florida. We're getting ready for the Florida Derby this weekend, tomorrow, at Gulfstream Park. We're excited about that. We're excited about the Arkansas Derby, which will be tomorrow in Hot Springs. So much going on here in South Florida. We're getting ready for, we got two teams from South Florida in the NCAA basketball tournament, Florida Atlantic University and the University of Miami. So the buzz, the sports buzz here is incredible here in South Florida. The racing's getting a lot wound up, and I say wound up, and I mean wound up. You know, people are talking about it 24/7 here, especially with the Florida Derby coming up, another qualifier for the Kentucky Derby. And we're pretty unfortunate in it. We've got one horse in there, Forte. He's the morning line favorite for the Florida Derby, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But what we're going to do is we're going to run through the website here. We're getting it improved and getting it a little better and better and better and better because I have more time to put on it now. I've kind of rearranged my schedule so that I can start getting a lot of these things done in a proper manner. We're still looking for announcers. If you know anybody that would like to get on the show and talk about horses, and it doesn't matter what breed, any discipline. You know, we'd like to have that, have you come in and help us out a little bit. Okay, today, the 31st of March, today we start out on our website. It'll be live here at 3 o'clock. It's America's Day at the Races. They go across the country looking at all the different tracks and all the races that are coming up. And it's a really good program, and it lasts about 3 hours. It's American Today at the Races, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got Arlie as our equestrian of the week. We got a little video of her on there from when she was showing up in Michigan. In fact, we'll probably have her on the show next week, getting ready for the Global Champions Tour at Miami. They're going 12 different countries across the world, and they have the Global Champions Tour, and she's one of the riders in it. Very good rider. She's based out of Sunshine Meadows here in the wintertime. Then we have our equestrian, our equine business of the week, which is going to be literally on there all the time. It's Farm Vet. They are horse health people. You call to Farm Vet or go to their website at www.farmvet.com, and they can answer any of your equine needs, and they probably will have whatever you need there, and they can ship it out to you, right away. So that's Farm Vet. The farm of the week, we're talking about now that winter's over. It was the Midwest. It was the sister to the World Equestrian Center out of Ocala. It's a fantastic place. They had a great winter up there this year. Go to there to our Farm of the Week, and you can see how they fare and what's going to be coming up in the spring for them. And of course, we will always have feeding horses around the world segment. It's Hallway Feeds. Best feed company in the world. They feed more champions and more horses all over the world than any two companies put together. They're very, very good in what they do. They know their business, and a phone call away of getting your horse health increased by having a good feed like Hallway Feeds. Then we've been working on our quick links here. What we're going to do is later on today, we will be putting the websites and the links to Trivago, which is our hotel specialist that IEN uses. They're fantastic people. They go everywhere. They've got, you name it, they've got it. And it's amazing that all the hotels they have, when you go in at the end of the day, end of a trip, If you need a hotel, you go to Trivago. They'll set you right up. All the hotels that I've ever gone into, they've always had coffee and snacks and 24/7 at them. And especially in the morning, they got a lot of them have really good breakfasts. And in the horse business, when you're in a hotel, you're up and out at 4:30 in the morning. And all the hotels have always accommodated us with, you know, a good hot nutritional breakfast. We've got MapQuest. MapQuest is the most important thing that you can use in the horse business. And what I like about MapQuest, they tell you how to get there. You can find out if it's for road, the roads or for trucks or cars. It gives you all the important information, wrecks, speeds, you name it. They tell you any area you're going to. And I like MapQuest because rolling down the road, you can avoid a lot of headaches by knowing what you're getting ready to drive through. And then, of course, we have ship.com, which I got my delivery today. They have groceries. They partnered up with companies like CVS, Walgreens, Target. You name it, it's there. Anything and everything you can need through ship, you can order. And the great thing about it is they'll deliver to you at the racetrack, the showgrounds, the campgrounds, or to your home. And that's what I like about it. It saves you a lot of time and money by ordering through ship. You don't have to get out and go fight the crowds at the grocery stores or, you know, any place like that. CVS medicine you have all the time, Walgreens medicine all the time. For example, like here in South Florida, they have Target on their list. They have Publix, Winn-Dixie. You name it, they've got it. And so you'll never be without, and you just go to ship.com, and they'll get it to you. And then the major one here is Walmart. Walmart to the horseman is a godsend. They generally have any and everything that you can need or use in the horse business. You just call up Walmart, go on their line to Walmart, and man, I'm telling you, you know, they're there, and they have a delivery service too. And so that makes it great for the horseman. Then we go over to our equine transportation. And this week we have a Brookledge segment on there. Brookledge is one of the best transportation companies in the world. They can get you to the airport. They can get you to the small little farms anywhere in the country. They can get you to the racetracks, to the showgrounds. Very capable, very professional people there in the office and behind the wheel. And that's very important. That office can really keep you right in line. And like I said, they can get you anywhere, anytime. That's Brookledge Horse Transportation. They're out of Ole, Pennsylvania. And they go everywhere. And they even go from coast to coast here in the U.S. If you ever need a horse to go out to the West Coast, just call Brookledge. Then our movies are all this month and into next month are going to be pretty much racehorse movies because we've got the Kentucky Derby coming up. We've got the Preakness and the Belmont coming up, the Triple Crown Series. This week we have Seabiscuit, and he's an American legendary racehorse. It's the full movie, and I tell you what, it's a great movie to watch. It's very exciting, and just to see how they traveled, this horse across the country back in the day when the traveling wasn't what you think it would be. A lot of trains and that type of thing. And it's really good. There's a lot of good moments in the movie that I'm not going to reveal, but there's one in particular part in the movie when they stop the train and you'll see the crowd that's not there. It's one person and they stop. The engineer and the trainer stop so this person could see it. And it's an amazing movie. I think you'll really like it. Then we got our weekly programming on IEM, In our international report, we have a little bit of everything. The concept and the video of how International Equine Network started. IEN format, equine distribution of information for all breeds via the internet, podcast, and radio, via BBS radio and TV, .com. They're a great place to deal with. Then we have the international segment on here, and we're doing live racing from Dubai, and it's interesting to see. Then today we have Aqueduct Nyer program, and it's live on there. We have Churchill Downs that will be opening up here soon, and they've got great programming, and we're helping with the distribution there. We've got the fairgrounds in New Orleans. We just had the Louisiana Derby. You can relive the Louisiana Derby. That was 3/25/2023. It's a good race. It's something to look at. We also have the Gulfstream Park. It's the Kirtland Florida Derby. It's Saturday, April the 1st. If you go to GulfstreamPark.com, you'll be able to watch it live and see all the festivities that they have going on there with it. And you'll also be able to see the Florida Derby live on IENTV.org. Then we have coming up, which is this week, Keeneland will be opening up. They're getting ready for some good racing there. We've got Keeneland, the Bluegrass Stakes coming up. In fact, one of the horses that I'm involved with, we're going to be running him up at Keeneland it'll be April the 20th that we run him up at Keeneland. So we're excited about that, and you'll hear more about that in the next week or two. Then we have Monmouth Park getting ready to open up for their season. They got a great season getting ready for the Haskell. With a lot of these three-year-olds after the Derby and the Preakness into Belmont, their next big shot then would be for the Haskell. It's always a good meet because it gets the older seasoned three-year-olds there to get them there. We've got Oakland Park on there. The Arkansas Derby will be tomorrow in Hot Springs. We'll have that live coverage there of that on our website. Then we have coming up the Santa Anita Derby, which will be April the 8th. And we'll have that coverage live from Santa Anita with our link right to Santa Anita. Then we always have our everybody loves Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa, we got the link to Tampa Bay Downs, one of the greatest racetracks in the country. If you ever went to a racetrack that says America, Americana, family, great time, that's Tampa Bay Downs. Just go to our website and take a look at Tampa Bay Downs. Unbelievable facility there. Then we get down to our domestic and international equine event. Today, now we have live coverage. It started at 11 o'clock this morning at the U.S. Open Polo Championship. That's live on IEN now. Then we had this morning on our international equine event, we have Quest for Equine Gold. We had the ponies FEI jumping from Sweden. That was live this morning. Then we have our Global Champions Tour, which will be coming from Miami Beach here next week. It's a great time to go see. And if you go to our website and take a look at the Global Champions Tour, and which is called the LGCT on there, Miami Beach will be April 12th through the 15th of this year. And it's really good. And like I said, Arlie, our equestrian of the week, she'll be riding in that. And they literally put the show arena right on the beach at South Beach there. And their website's great, and it's got some beautiful pictures of the different venues that they go to over the summer, over the year. There'll be 12 of them that they go to, and it's good just to go look at it if you just want to take a tour of the world and the horse industry. Then we get down to last call. and we have the Tattersall sales on there. They've got a lot of great sales coming up here throughout the year. And if you go to that link, you'll be able to see them live, and we'll have all their sales live here on IEN. It's called Last Call. We'll have that. Our next sale will be a breeze up sale, April 17th through the 19th. And it's really good to see the different sales and breeze up from Europe. It's unbelievable. You know, they do it a little different than we do it here. And then, again, on Last Call, we've got the OBS spring sale coming up. That will be April 16th. It starts with the under tax sale. And they're at 8 a.m., and we will have these daily, April 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. There's 1,222 horses cataloged. So you'll get see all those breeze up sales at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock every morning, East Coast time, from the OBS sales. And then the sale, the actual sales, starts April 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Put 1,222 horses under the hammer there, as they call it, is what they'll do with it. They'll do that. And then we have our last one. We have all the sales coming from the Magic Millions in Australia. If you go to there, you can click on and see when the next Magic Millions sale will be there. And let me tell you, a lot of those horses in Australia are unbelievable. They have a good national sale there, and it's really good to go see. Then we come down to our Breeders' Cup section, the 2023 Breeders' Cup. It's the 40th running of the Breeders' Cup. It'll be November 3rd and 4th, 2023 at Santa Anita Park. And if you go to our website and you see, click on the Breeders' Cup or Santa Anita, you'll see what a fantastic show they're going to have. It's going to be a great, great week of equestrian events. Movie stars, famous people, you'll like it. You'll like it. Then we also carry the Win and Your End races for the Breeders' Cup. Live and tape Breeders' Cup programming from the Breeders' Cup. And it's a series of races over the summer and over to the fall that Win and Your End, you get your Breeders' Cup fees paid and you get all your transportation fees paid. So that's the Win and Your End Breeders' Cup races. And then, again, we have our international events that we have. We had the USPA Gold Cup semifinals back on March 22nd. That was good. And we have all kinds of international programming there. And from polo to sales to shows to you name it, we have it on there. It's always something different every week. Then the thing that I really like, how they get there, the 2023 Kentucky Derby. We start out, the journey starts with the owners. And why the Kentucky Derby is our first segment. Then we meet the trainer, and our trainer that we meet is Dwayne Lucas. Then we talk about equine transportation, which is Bookledge, equine transportation. Then we talk to the blacksmith, Steve Norman, what he has to do to shoe a horse. And then again, we've got hallway fees, the good little segment there on, what it takes to make fees. Then we have the equine sales on there. It's one sale that we have on there from Keeneland. There's many places like Fasnick, Tepping, Keeneland, all over old calibrator sales. We do that. So it gives you an idea of what it takes, to get a horse to the Kentucky Derby. Then we have the Kentucky Derby prep race. And you go there and you can find out all the races that are coming up, and it's really good. Then we have the thing that's the most important is decision to run in the Derby. That's the toughest decision an owner and trainer has to make. In fact, the thing that we're doing now with the decision to make, and we're getting ready to talk about that here in a little bit, and, you know, how tough of a decision it is. And then we have the 2023 Kentucky Derby itself. It's a real good thing from the Kentucky Derby. It's about how it starts and where it starts, and they talk right to you from Churchill Downs, and over the next 3-4 weeks, you're going to see this on our programming. And it's really good because they update it every week, and who's winning and who's not winning, and you know, how the changes that have been made. It's really, really good to do that in there. And then after you, we go to how they get there, and after they get there, then they have to take it the next step, and they have to decide whether to run into Preakness and the Belmont. And if you win all three of them, then that's the Triple Crown, and, you know, it's an amazing feat to see that. But we got the Derby that's coming up, and then May 19th and 20th, we have the Preakness Stakes from Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland. And then 3 weeks after that, on June the 10th, we have the Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park. And that's always exciting. That's when we're really into Summerland. And so that's our website that we have there. So what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the Derby prep races. The Derby prep races came up September 17th. And, man, I don't know if you guys can hear or not, but we've got some good music going on here in the background. So that's really making the program a little more interesting. But we have the Kentucky Derby prep races. It started back in September 17th, and it started with the Iroquois Stakes. And the Iroquois Stakes is it's a good race. But for me, I don't like starting a horse in that kind of competition this early in the year. After all, their 2-year-olds are still growing, and you know they might have that growth spurt. It's kind of interesting on what, you know, happens with your 2-year-olds. And sometimes, you know, it's a bit much for them, and, you know, it really gets them in an odd situation because, you know, it's a heavy duty race and they're asked to perform awful good at that stage and point. But I like to kind of ease horses, you know, into it and get a good taste in their mouth for winning, you know. But that was September 17th, the Iroquois Stakes at Churchill Downs. And we had Curly Jack had come in and won, which is good. And he's still around, but he's struggled. He's been struggling a lot. So that was the 17th of September. And then we got into the European races. It was interesting. The 24th, they had two races. That were part of the Euro string. And none of those horses that raced over there, they're not coming over to the States for the Derby this year. So that was kind of interesting, you know, to see how, because they've got their own stake races over there, you know, that they stay there. And it's usually, you know, competitive and good money that they have there. Then we had, on the 26th, we had a stakes race in Japan. And it's interesting what's going to happen with these Japanese horses that we have coming over. How many are coming over? I can't really tell you right now because those decisions are going to be made here in the next few days. I was surprised we had a horse named Derma Spokegate, Sotogate, Derma Sotogate. That won. And so that was kind of interesting there. And the connections to the Japanese racing, they said that they plan on coming over. Then we had a horse that came out that I was really surprised at. His name is Dura Iroda from Japan. Got 40 points. The Derma Stolagrit has 100 points. Jeremy Roman's got 40, and we have Contour. He's got 30, and we have Perry Ren from Japan. And so we got three horses that looks like it's coming over from Japan. And I don't see any European horses coming over from England or from Ireland or from France or anywhere. I don't see that happening. But the Japanese are really getting close to winning the Derby. These horses have come along. They've been training and racing on a dirt track. So they're very, very much skilled in their racing now. They know what it takes to win in a dirt, or to get to the Derby, and so they're doing that. So they've really converted over to an American racing training program type thing. So, you know, that's looking good. And then, like I said, we've had all these races leading up to the Derby where you can get your points, score all of your points in for getting to the Derby, and that's very important. And what's been interesting is over the last few months, we've had a lot of racing going on. Brad Cox has got quite a few horses that are coming that he can have into the Derby. I was looking at that this morning, and Brad's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's got 6 horses that are eligible for the Derby. You know, so I'm sitting here trying to figure this out. How many is he going to run? How serious are the horses that he had? They've been up and down on racing. And where he's been at in New Orleans and going up to Hot Springs, he's been fighting the weather all winter long. The good days have been very few, and the bad days have been many as far as weather and track conditions are concerned. And so you really wonder how much a horse gets out of training on bad tracks, that type of thing, if it takes a toll on him. So that's what we were looking at, with Brad Cox. But he's got 6 good horses in there that could possibly, run. Tim Yacton, that has Bob Baffert horses, the way it looks right now, with all those big horses that Bob had, they were coming to the Derby, when she had approximately 6 of them at one time, Tim Yacton got those horses. And there's only 2, and only 1 in the top 20. So that was interesting to see, see what's going to happen here. I really don't know. I really don't know about those horses. They're good horses, but they just didn't surface like I think they would in here. So we're looking at that. And then, Kenny McPhee's got a couple good horses in there. Billy Mott's got a couple good horses in there. Wesley Ward's got a nice horse and fantastic again. But I think that's more of a turf horse than anything. Mark Cassidy's got a couple in here. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 2 or 3 weeks coming up. Todd Pletcher seems to be the one that's loaded the most. He's got Forte, which is the leader, and he's just really ready to roll. He's rolling in the Derby tomorrow, the Florida Derby, and he's the favorite. And then we're looking at another horse that he has called King's Vaughn. King's Vaughn's is tough. His last out got him 100 Derby points, and he's right on top of these gates. And this is a workmate, a Forte. So it's really looking, pretty good then. Then we have Tappet Trice. He's got 50 points, and I tell you what, when he went over to Tampa, he was something else. That horse was just all out. And we don't know how good he could be. He was really, really a tough horse. And then here recently, Major Duke finished second in Louisiana. and he was tough. He was running. And these are really young, they're 3-year-olds, but they're really inexperienced, and they've got that green to them. But they know what it's about, because when they get in the gate, they're always right there at the wire. And that was really tough. And then the second best horse Todd had was Litigate. Litigate, he was injured, and we don't know when he's coming back to see what's going to happen with him. But again, you know, we're talking about the Derby, and, you know, we're talking about weather conditions, and, you know, we've got a lot of weather between here and that first Saturday in May. We've got a lot of things that are going on that are going to be interesting to see what happens. And so I was talking this morning about what these guys are going to be doing with these horses. And he says, you know, this is what it's all about. It's what it's all about. Now, what we got coming up here in the next few weeks are going to be very defining. I don't think that we're going to have any horses that are coming out of the races that are coming up. We got a UAE Derby horse. He's going to target the Derby. He ran it March 25th at Maiden. He's a good horse. And, of course, he'll automatically get in because it's part of the system. You went and you're in over there. So, that's what we were looking at. You know, what I'm saying is we're down to probably the top 15, 20 horses here that are coming in. The one that, you know, I have a hard time with is this from the March the 26th on with horses outside of the realm of the traditional racing. The Sunland Park Derby was a long shot that won that. That race didn't have anybody coming to the stakes. The European Road Condition Stakes, it was yesterday. I didn't see anybody coming out of that. And now we jump right into the Florida Derby. The winner, I think, of this year's Kentucky Derby will come out of the Florida Derby. These horses are very good. They're heads and heels above everybody else. They've had good weather to train in, you know, and it's just amazing that field of horses that they're going to have, you know, here. Then, again, tomorrow we got the Arkansas Derby. There's some very good competitors there, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. I think that'll be tough. And then the one that I always like, and this is where I see something like Seven Barnes and some of Brad Cox's horses. If they go up to the Wood Memorial on the 8th, you could see a good finisher there. And I think it's going to come up to be a light race. And I think it'll be just the right thing for Brad Cox or, you know, a trainer like that to polish off a horse and get it ready for the Derby. And then, again, on April 8th, we got the Bluegrass Stakes in Lexington. And the Bluegrass Stakes, I think, is a good prep race for the Preakness. I really do. They just really don't get to it too good, in there. Then the Santa Anita Derby. I don't see anything really coming out of there. I don't see that many horses running in it. It's going to be interesting to see. And then the last shot is the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland. That might produce a runner in there, somebody that needed a work before the Derby, providing they have enough points. It's not like they're going to come in and win Lexington and then go straight to the Derby because they're not going to have any points. And that's too close to it. So that's what we're looking at there as far as the prep races that are coming up. What I'm saying is it's been a long, hard road to the Derby. There's a lot of things, weather conditions, injuries, horses growing, getting that growth spurt, getting that type of thing. you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, we're going to talk about the next two, three races here. We're going to talk about the Sunland Park Derby. It was a grade three. It was a good race. Small field. It was one of those things that just, you know, what in the heck happened, you know, with them there in Sunland. They came in. They had a seven-horse race there. It was really interesting. We had something that was really interesting. The winner, Wild on Ice, was a Texas Red. It paid $72.80. This horse just got out there, and I mean, he was just gone. You know, he really did good. I was interested to see what happened with him. He beat Henry O, which was the favorite. Came out. It was good. We had this horse. We had a horse called Fort Bragg. That everybody was really high on, and I think you might see him in the Santa Anita Derby coming up. That was Tim Yacton, Bob Baffert's horse. They scratched him. I don't know why he was scratched. You know, it was just different. You know, so we had a bunch of long shot horses there, small field. And, you know, it was won by Texas Red, which I was glad to see, you know, had happened to them. That was good. You know, it shows us that we got good horses coming from everywhere. I paid $72. So that was good. And all. But like I said, there was nothing really came out of that race. You know, I think we won't see those horses down the road. Then we go over to the fairgrounds on the 25th. And it was very, very interesting at the fairgrounds because, like I was saying before, they had a lot of rain. They had cold weather, bad weather. It was hard to get good training days in. You know, it was just really, it was really tough in there. Brad Cox had instant coffee in there, which was the favorite. They thought he was going to be doing good. And then Curly Jack from the Iroquois Stakes, he was there. King's Barn for Todd Pletcher was there, very lightly raced. You know, it's like the second, third start, you know, there. We had Tappet's Conquest for Brad Cox, had Jason's Road for Brad Cox. You know, so we're looking here, we're looking at three horses for Brad Cox. Asmussen had his good horses there. Tom Amos had Curly Jack there. So it was a good, strong race. It was 12 horse field. Again, the conditions weren't that great, you know, for them there. I was really watching it close to see what was going to happen, you know, in the race. And I just didn't know what to think about it. I didn't know which way to go on it. And the track was fast, though, but it like I said, it rained all week long. And out of nowhere, we got a horse by the name of King's Barn from the Todd Pletcher Barn. He come out of there like there was no tomorrow. You know, he went it by 3.5 going away. And, you know, it was an easy race for him. We had a disappointing trip for Curly Jack. We had a disappointing trip. For two or three of the horses in here. And, you know, I think that they just had a hard road to get there. I think weather conditions played a lot into it. Instant Coffee, he finished sixth. You know, he just didn't want the horse that I thought he would be in there. And then all of a sudden you have a young horse, an experienced horse like King's Barn comes in and, you know, he just runs off with it. And so now, you know, we're looking at a lot of different things that are coming around to, to look at coming into the Derby. How many more horses are we going to have for the Derby? That, are we going to have any surprises come out of the Derby like we did last year for Rick Strike? Who knows? You know, it could be. It could happen. then we had up at Turfway Park, we were up there, and we had a good race. It was a Jeff Ruby Stakes. Conditions were good. We had a major dude in there for Todd Fletcher. We had some good horses in there, some real good horses. Brad Cox had Wadsworth in there. Todd Fletcher had Point Proven in there. So now this is kind of one of those races, if you want to see what you, kind of horse you got, you just take them up to the next level. And that's what some of these trainers did here, and they found out that they didn't have the horse they thought they had. So, you know, their Derby trial kind of ended there. The horse that won the race was a nice horse by Larry Ravelli. His name's Two Phils. He's been all over the place. Some days he runs good. Other days he doesn't. You know, it was just interesting. He went by 5 1/4 lengths, and he beat Major Dude, which was a good horse in there. And then we sat back and I looked at it and I said, my goodness, I said, where is everybody at in this race? When are they going to start running? And they never did. They never did. They never started running. Major Dude was running at them at the end, and that was about it. The rest of them in there, you won't see them, you know, for a long time. They weren't Derby material. And but see, again, it goes to show you that these races prove out, you know, and they eliminate a lot of horses, which they did. And so I was really, you know, kind of what I thought it was going to be, you know, there was. So now we're getting to the point to where we're looking at the Oakland Park, and we're looking at the Arkansas Derby. The post time for the Arkansas Derby is on April 1st, is 6:50 p.m. Central Time, which is 7:50, you know, East Coast time. Everybody knows that. So we're kind of started looking at this racing. This is going to be a very interesting race to see what happens here. I tell you what, this stroke is wide open. This is wide open here. Dwayne Lucas has Boom and Bash in there, which is a nice horse. I always have it like that. Kenny McPeak's got Interlock Empire, nice horse. Ashmeason has Harlow Cap. This horse is a runner, and I think this horse is going to determine a lot at the beginning of this race. Then we have Brad Cox. He's got Angel of Empire. He's a real good horse, and he's going to be right there at the wire. Then we had Rocket Cam from Billy Mutt. He's going to be a contender. We had Reincarnate from Yacton. He's really good in there. So this race here is going to be interesting. I think he might have a long shot in there. DeSarmo has Colomoy, but he's a New York bred, and he's got James Graham in the irons, and I think that could be the long shot in there, the number 11 horse. But all these horses that are in here now, they've got something to prove, and I do think maybe one or two of these horses will come out and go on to Churchill. I think Angel Empire, if he has a good race, he'll make a run to the Derby. I think that'll be good. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, with these horses here. I don't know. I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting one. I don't think we're going to get any world beater come out of there. I think it's going to kind of run true to form. We don't know what the weather is going to be like there. The weather hasn't been very good there all week long. So that's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens on it. And so I said, well, we'll see. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, we'll have post time and we'll find out. Then we have the tomorrow, and this is going to be the best race, I think, in the last 2 months. It's 6:40 p.m. East Coast time. We have $1 million Gulfstream Park, Curling, Florida Derby. And I tell you what, the big guns come out for this one, my friend. The good ones come out for this one. Billy Mott's got a Junfrau, J-U-N-G-F-R-A-U. I'm bad on names, really bad. Billy Mott has in the morning line on it, and that's 21. I think the horse will be ready for it. That's going to be a tough one. Then we have a couple of good horses in here. Cyclone Mystery for Dale Roman. He's right there with them. And then Fort Bragg shows up here at the Florida Derby. Comes off from, all the way from out west. And Tim Yakton's got Fort Bragg in there. And he's at 5-1 in the morning line. And then we have Forte for Todd Pletcher, which is the 4-5 morning line, overwhelming favorite. That's going to be the horse to catch. He loves Gulfstream, and he's just unreal there. And as far as the experts are concerned, there's not many horses that are going to be close to him. So that's going to be interesting to see. And the thing that I'm looking at here for the Florida Derby is Billy Mott's horse. I think he's going to be a good barometer for the rest of these horses. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens. That Fort Bragg is going to have to really stay with Forte, and I think Forte will and just run off from him when they break that gate. So that's tomorrow. It's 6:40 p.m. East Coast time. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens with him there. And I tell you, I don't know. It's getting exciting now. And what I like about it now, it's down to the 20s. So we can start really talking dirty now. After this weekend, we'll have the top 20 for the Derby in there. So I'm going to go through here this real quick. What we're looking at, I think for the Florida Derby is Fort Bragg. And Forte doing to the wire, and then Dumanel and Madge. And Madge, I think, will be, you know, right there close to it. The horse that is a tough horse. He's training good, weather's been good. It's really going to be interesting to see what happens. This is a West Coast import and ran evenly when he ran fifth in the San Felipe Stakes, San Anita. Most recently, he made a lot of sense in his second run of the season. The expensive Tapapote is bred to drive at the distance, and he possesses a natural early speed to avoid a poor trip from his post. As well, Joel Rosario taking the reins and adds to his appeal. So that's going to be interesting, you know, to see what happens with him. Then we have Forte, of course. This probably might be one of the best horses that I've ever seen. And he's at our Palm Beach Downs training facility. And this horse is just unbelievable. He's the champion son of Violence, kicked off his campaign with a stylish victory in the Fountain of Youth, which is a grade two, and looms large for Todd Pletcher. The Kentucky bred colt has a powerful turn of foot, and he can easily improve in his second run as a sophomore. Following a pair of solid morning drills as of late, the regular pilot, Irad Ortiz, will be under controls. I see him train and see him work, and he's all business. And Ortiz doesn't have to ask anything of him. Not anything of it. And so I was really surprised, you know, to see how this race came up. If anybody tried to avoid him, you know, or just what. So he, and you know, this is the funny part about it. He hasn't put that fear into any other horses that are coming. Everybody always thinks they could shoot him down because of the way he runs. He runs good. He runs real good. And I think, to be honest with you, I think he's the Derby winner. And, of course, we're talking about the trip that he'll get tomorrow. It's going to be a good trip. I tell you, it's a 12-horse field, and I just think he's going to get the grip. I think he's going to win. He'll win solid. He'll have a good, solid win. But it's going to be one of those races that people are going to say, he won, but, and that's what always kills me when they see these horses run like that. They don't quit. He's all right. He did all right, I guess. So it's going to be interesting to see. Safi Joseph has a horse in there called West Coast Cowboy. The Holy Bull, he was third in the Holy Bull, stretched out to 9 panels for the initial time for Safi Joseph. The Chestnut Son of the West Coast has improved in each career try to date and could be in the exotics. Contender with another forward move. Tony Leone will be in the stirrups, and he's the one that rode Rich Strike last year to the Derby. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with it. And, like we've been saying all show long, all year long, and so forth, it's getting down to this is time of year that I like, because all the things that it takes to get how they get to the Derby has been implemented, and what we've told about how they get to the Derby. Your feed programs have been steady and consistent. Your training programs have been steady and consistent. The races that you ran in, the races that really tested your horse that you have, and to see if they're going to be good enough for the Kentucky Derby. You got all your daily routine in, your plan is all set. And we're literally looking at, 5 weeks to the Derby. And so it's just a matter of maintenance after this. Now, like Fortain's lightly raced. King's Barn's lightly raced. Tappet Trice is a lightly raced for Todd Pletcher, but they've all been working with each other. And, when you've got three stable mates to work with in the Pletcher Barn, as they've been working all winter long here at Palm Beach Downs, you're sitting here and you're looking at, you're looking at three horses for the Kentucky Derby out of the Pletcher Barn that are in the top 10 or top 13, I'll say, in the top 13 there. Litigate, which might have been one or two of the best that he had, got injured. So now you're sitting there thinking, like, my goodness. And then you see Major Dude step up and into the picture out of the Pletcher Barn. So you got four of the top 13 horses for the Kentucky Derby this year coming right out of the Todd Pletcher Barn. So that's the kind of competition that he's been training with all year long. He's trained, those four horses are trained together in the same facility all year long. And not many other of the trainers have a chance to do that, get that competition on a daily basis. So they get into that training and they get used to that tough competition. And, they always have to be, on their A game when you're training like that. And not very many horses have the opportunity to do that. Much less, not many of them can stand that kind of competition and that kind of pressure day in and day out. And so that's why I think that this year, Todd's got a real good shot at the Derby, because he's got four horses that are lightly raced, that have been in good weather, that have had everything go right so far, thank God. They've all gone right. And some of these other horses that are coming in, they're really good horses. I mean, they're all really good that are coming in. But, again, that weather factor goes back into it. When you've got a lot of rain, got a lot of cold weather, you got a lot of everything, it makes it tough. It makes it tough. So, you just hope everything has been done right. The measuring stick that that you have to go by is, how did your horse run the last time out? And some of them were upset, like in Sunland Derby. San Felipe was a nice race, but it was kind of a different situation because of the Bob Baffert situation. And so now what do you do? The horses that Bob was getting ready for the Derby this year had to be transferred over to Tim Yakin's barn. And so that's another change. You're looking at, for them, they were out on the West Coast. They had some days they couldn't run because, or train because of the weather. You know, high winds, rain, so forth and so on. Then you had those horses went from Baffert's barn to Yakin's barn. Even though Tim worked for Bob for a long time, it was pretty much the same, but different grooms, different people. You know, so that was interesting. So all in all, you know, the horse season here for us is good. Just remember, we're an equine distribution, information distribution facility that we have here. We talk about a little bit about every breed, every discipline from all over the country. You know, we'd like for you to come and take a look at us and see what we have coming up. Remember, we got the Kentucky Derby coming up here, which will have all the information that you need to know on it here. We have the Preakness Stakes that follow after that, the 19th and 20th of May. And then we have on June 10th, we have the Belmont at the Belmont Stakes. And so we got plenty on there to watch live and tape. So be sure you tune in to IENTV.org. Give us a call at 561-466-1272. Email us at IENEquineTV@gmail.com and we'll answer your questions. And next week's going to really be a good show, guys. We're going to have video next week. And we're going to have a Zoom call with Tim Cable. We're going to make an announcement that nobody knows about yet. It's about a product that's going to be made available to the public for the horse industry. The product is state approved. It's approved by FEI. It's approved by USEF. And it's really going to make the horse industry a lot better. It's going to do a lot for the horse industry, I'm telling you. And the good thing about it is a lot of excuses that have been used for things that have happened over the last few years in the business, this eliminates those excuses. Once you get on the program and start dealing with this information, there's no way in the world that you could come up and say, oh, well, you know, the groom put this on it. The groom did that. You know, the horse ate bad hay. The horse did this. It's going to be a product. It's going to be interesting. And I'll tell you what, it's going to take the whole horse industry by storm. So this is Scott Miller. Through rambling now, through, you know, wasting your time, through boring you, through all that stuff. But no, I appreciate anybody that listened out there, getting ready for the Derby. And tune in next week so you can see our video. This is Scott Miller from Delray Beach, Florida, saying, may the horse be with you. Where'd you hear that from? Okay. See you next week.